You know, we had a huge win in San Francisco, but I'd say that that was probably the highlight of to hear that Bill Goldberg knows who I am was pretty cool. Said he was a fan.
Would you be following in his footsteps?
You know, I don't know. Hopefully, I can continue to play football for a few more years, but it looks like a fun gig, you know, knee-high boots and a bunch of oil and wet. I don't know. It's kind of a different game. That's a good question. In terms of preparation, you know what to look for. You can draw from previous scouting reports. You know, obviously San Francisco is a little different because we didn't play them last year. Just having the understanding that your teammates have you. You know, Jordan Mills has my right side. Dale's got my left. You know, we're a unit up front, so we prepare together and then we perform together.
Kyle, didn't really seem like the line fell off at all with two new guys. What does it say about the line?
Yeah, well, you can't speak enough about the great things that Michael Ola and Brian De La Puente did. Justin Smith is one of the most, terrorizing forces in football. And Michael Ola stepped in there and battled him the whole game. And hats off to him and hats off to Crone and Meyer for getting them ready.
What stood out to you about Ola over these last few months? He's kind of a ball, versatile, he's played everywhere.
He asks a lot of questions. You know, at first you're like, man, is he just asking questions to ask questions? And then you see him put on film the thing that he asked about. The corrections were made, and, it speaks to his intelligence and his ability to learn.
What kind of questions?
Anything and everything is a question for him. And he asked me for a while, and I just told him, look, man, I don't know what you're talking about. So ask somebody else.
Kyle, you talked about how instrumental Roberto was for you as a rookie. What's it like now to not have him in the huddle and see your last year out there on the field?
Yeah, it's a lot different. There was a learning curve there for the first few days. But, with coming up under Cromer here in Chicago, he does such a great job of teaching you the whys, not just, what we're doing, but why we're doing it. And when we line up in Santa Clara, I can look to Jordan Mills and I can tell him what we're doing. And I know what De La Puente is doing now. And that comes from reps, That comes from 30, 40 times last year where I didn't know what was going on. We have that understanding and we have that collective intelligence.
How would you think of the running game?
I was embarrassed. We need to run the ball. I know we got the win on the road, and it was big, and I'm sure everybody else in our room will echo that. So will Matt. You need to run the ball in the National Football League, and we'll be better at that.
What was preventing that from happening the other night?
Techniques, different looks. There's no excuse, really. I mean, you run the ball, you grab the guy in front of you, you move him, and the running back has an opening. It's hard to break that down any simpler than that.
What does Richardson do
well? What
was that?
Everything. Yeah.
How does he compare to somebody like Justin?
Well, Sheldon is so versatile in the same light that Justin is. He's got those young legs, man. He's flying around. It's been the same since he was at Missouri. Just one of those forces. It's a wrecking ball. You gotta use your technique and do everything you can to slow him down.
Can you just talk about the blow of losing Peanut?
Yeah, it's really tough for a guy like Peanut that works so hard and has so much attention to detail. He's been doing it for so long. He's a staple here at House. To see him go down is tough, and just the emotions that he was showing. Immediately after the injury, it's just really tough. It's really tough.
Kyle, the cameras caught you on the sideline, kind of firing up your teammates, this past Sunday night. Being down 17-0, what was the mood? What was the mindset of the team to obviously persevere that?
Well, one thing we preach is get takeaways, obviously, on this defense. And then as an offensive player, you want to protect the ball. And we protected the ball on offense, and we took the ball away five times, if we're including turnover on downs. I think that's a pretty great job by the defense. You're just trying to get those guys to understand the importance of the moment. You only have so many opportunities, and you want to capitalize.
How Brandon was talking Sunday night about how hyperactive that huddle can get. He's in there, Marcellus is in there. lot of guys that want to have a voice, and Jay's got to manage it all.
Yeah.
You see out of Jay Sunday night in that regard with, you know, big hole, a lot of guys talking.
Well, you know, Jay's very good at dealing with personalities, and very good with dealing with, you know, all the ADD kids in this huddle, including myself. I think there's an ADHD with mine. And Jay just does a great job. He gets his focus. We tighten that huddle up, and, you know, it's all business, definitely.
Brandon also said something that you guys really grew as a team in this way. Do you agree with that?
No question. No question. We grew down 17-0. You look up and there's 48 total yards or something in the first half. You're walking in looking at the – you're getting booed by everybody. You want to come out and punch somebody in the mouth coming out of the huddle or coming out of the locker room in the second half, and that's what we did. And we just kept chipping away. And, you know, with a deficit like that, you can only do it one point at a time, and I think we understood that. Got to start fast. It was an anomaly for us to be able to recover from the depths that we got ourselves with the blocked punt, and then with being down 17-0. It's really tough to crawl back from that. But you know, it's a testament to our team how tough we are and how we can finish. But obviously, like you said, Jen, you want to not get behind like that. Can't get comfortable there.
What's the last month been like for you physically? Since you missed all the time in camp, then working back in?
I'm feeling really good. You know, Mike Clark and Jimmy have done a great job of getting us ready, and including myself. You know, obviously I was behind the eight ball a little bit physically. You know, we hold ourselves accountable, the guys on the team and the strength coaches.
Kyle, the NFL, there's so much parity in the NFL, that even the first 2 weeks we've seen teams go from a high to a low and vice versa. How big is this game coming up to kind of disprove that and show that that Sunday night's game wasn't indeed a kind of a watershed moment for you guys, something to grow on?
Well, you know, as Trestman always says, it's 16-1 game season, so we're forgetting about the Niners and we're moving forward. We're going to figure out a way to run the ball against the Jets, and we're going to figure out a way to continue to take the ball away as a defense and finish with a W.
But do you see either of these, like, first two games as something that defines your team, even given that one-game season type thing?
Those two games are behind us, and we're worried about the Jets Monday night.
You talked about being embarrassed by the running game and not getting it going. The Jets have a really strong defensive front. What is it that you're seeing them, and how much you guys be able to move the ball a little bit better?
Well, it poses another challenge for us. And, you know, when you can break through walls like those, you become stronger as a unit. And I feel like, you know, it's an opportunity for us. You know, it's a mountain. We got to climb it, and we got to put our flag at the top of it.
Is it harder to get, you know, rhythm running the ball when you're down 17 points and probably draw that one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you're down, you're kind of forced into a position to throw the ball, so you can't really string together a bunch of runs. It would be nice to be up, you know, 14-0, and we can really say, well, we're going to run the ball, you know, gain or no gain, because that's what we're going to do.
Kyle, you guys have had really good results in prime time since the time you got here. Exception. How does I know the routine changes, but how do you sort of manage the differences in routine when you're playing under the bright lights Sunday or Monday night?
Well, you do the best job you can of blocking out the noise throughout the week, and I feel like there's a reason we're all here as you know, professional football players. You need to be able to handle the spotlight and the bright lights, as you said, but you try to tune as much of that out. When you walk out on the field, you're still on grass or turf, and you're playing, there's a guy with a helmet on across from you. It's the same kind of deal. Yeah, what a game Kyle had. You know, can't speak to his talent and his work ethic and his playmaking ability enough. I'd say probably Pittsburgh last year. I remember we were running a gap scheme, and Polamalu and one of their linebackers blitzed in the A-gap, and Jordan and I made an adjustment, and Matt sprung it for a big run. I think that was kind of the aha moment for, you know, not only myself, but I think Jordan as well. You know, we're here for a reason, and they brought us in here to help their team win games, and now we're a part of it.
What does that aha moment do for you going forward when you have it?
Gives you confidence. You know, like last week there was a we were five-man protection, and they blitzed a Mike linebacker through the A-gap. And, you know, it's not one of those things you think about, well, here comes a guy, am I going down? You just kind of react. It just happens. And those are the things that we want to be able to accomplish as an offensive line and as a team, and I think we're doing those things. You're never more or less intimidated by the league, I guess. It's just you understand the serious nature and the importance of the moment, being that your window is this big to have success in the league and to be able to help your team. So you need to be able to get it done right now.
Kyle, is that a Samsonite?
What's that? Actually, I got a tremendous gift from a friend, gold-plated forks and knives kitchen set. I was more interested in the briefcase.
But you tweeted, I believe, something about, you know, kind of getting down to business.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, a tool you're using as a reminder.
It's a reminder, yeah. You know, we are at work when we're in the building. So, yeah, it's a reminder, I guess.